Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, November 3, the year of our Lord, 2018. Folks, we're going to try to get back to our regular format. Last week, with Lori being gone and not there to keep us in line and everything going on, our normal format kind of fell apart. But we're going to try to get back to it today. In other words, we talk first hour, start taking callers the second hour. Anyway, Rick and Lori should be online. Rick, you there?
Yes. Good morning. Oh. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Lori, are you on the line yet?
Great.
I think Lori's downstairs making coffee. But anyway, she'll be on in a minute.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. Isn't it time for coffee? Might be over. I don't know.
Wow,
never over, I know. Yes, never over. Never over in the
Not at my house. I got, you know, the restaurant-type bun coffee maker.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stainless steel one just like they have in the roadside diners. That's what we got, and it goes 24/7.
It just says welcome home. Well, I interrupted. You were going to do a little news.
And I'm going to try to stay away from politics myself today.
Okay.
I'm about sick of it like you are. Let's see. There's nothing really big going on. Alec Baldwin, the actor, apparently got mad and beat somebody up and got arrested for it.
Good.
Something about a parking space.
Yep.
But anyway,
that's the reason to beat him up. Yeah, that'll start everything.
Now, this shows how off balance the guy is. I've never cared for him, watching him at all. I guess the real big news is this caravan coming up. I saw about 5 o'clock this morning. I got a news alert that said that Trump has decided instead of shooting the people if they throw rocks, they're just going to be arrested. I think that's a good move. On his part, I think he may have misspoken, but in a way, he's got a valid point. A rock can kill you. I watched the videos down there at the Mexican-Guatemala border. Those people that were committing the violence against the Guatemalan and Mexican troops, I saw one woman in the whole thing. I don't think I saw a man in that video under 17 or 18 or over 35 to 40. They're all, and here's something else. In this country, we have all these people that are overweight and all that. These were all fit men. I was looking because everybody says that they're military age men. Well, they are. And I was specifically looking to see what kind of people these were. And if you put uniforms on them, you would swear they were military. I'm not saying they are.
Right.
It would take nothing but putting uniforms on them, and you'd say, oh, that's somebody's army.
Well, that's the great thing about women. They tend not to throw rocks at the police. I'm not saying, here in America, we've got some tatted up, pierced up, black fingernail beauties that are fine with throwing things at the police, but most women don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not suitable for
right.
the caravan job. Yeah.
Well, in this particular video, it was only about a minute long. I only saw one woman and no children in the whole video. And the woman, I'm not even sure, was part of them because she was had a camera taping what was going on.
Yeah.
She could have been media. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, what the what mainstream press is saying is not the truth. Believe me, it isn't.
Seriously?
Well, seriously, yeah. I know what you're saying, Rick. But I'm just saying, for this particular situation, absolutely not the truth.
Right. It isn't. But it's part of a larger picture. If you forget about the caravan for a minute and talk about what it represents, and you know, as Father Leo Clifford said, and I like this guy, he's a brilliant theologian, he said, "I've seen actions and never motives." If you step back from this situation and you ask yourself, where did, you know, 10 or 20,000 people suddenly get the idea to walk 1,000 miles and then face off with the military? That's not a rational idea. So
right.
who came up with this and why? And, you know, if you look at that as part of the overarching geopolitical monopoly board that we're all playing on, whether we want to believe it or not, we're all little pieces moving around the monopoly board. It's just part of the entire mess.
Right, I agree. I agree with you, Rick. I don't know. You know,
well,
everybody's saying. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, on a brighter note, the global economic situation continues on its downward path. Interesting note here, the Chinese yield curve has finally inverted. The bond yield curve is inverted. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, first of all, what's he saying, and what does it have to do with me? Well, this to do. The yield curve, you can have a recession without having an inverted yield curve, which means short-term interest rates are above the long-term, which you can have a recession without that, but we have never had an inverted yield curve without a major economic recession. Oh, yeah, but that's over in China. That has nothing to do with us. Wrong again. When China, as big as that economy is, goes into major convulsions, you know, they're a major debt holder of American debt, although they've been they and Russia have been getting rid of it at light speed. And another weird thing that they both have openly proclaiming, they're getting ready for war, and I have no idea what that is supposed to mean.
I do, and if you want me to explain it real quick, I will,
yeah,
Rick.
I think you better. Well, yeah, I think you better, because I don't, and I'll bet there's one other person that doesn't.
All right, when they say they're getting ready for war, well, here's the thing. For any country, not just Chinese, Russia, us, throughout history, the people that were most, the countries that were most ready for war and had the biggest militaries were the least likely to go to war unless they had an imperial mindset where they wanted to take over every country. So now take a look at Switzerland. Every man between 18 and I think it's 60 is issued, I think they're FNs, I'm not positive, but they're issued a rifle, a combat rifle.
Those are some of the best rifles on the planet, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're FNs, but I don't know that for sure. Maybe somebody listening in Switzerland at the top of the next hour, you know, maybe if they're listening, they can give us a call and let us know.
Yeah, but Fabrique National. What is that? Isn't that Belgian? Fabrique National,
yeah,
isn't that
so.
Belgian? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is. But anyway, you know, when's the last time Switzerland got attacked? You know? they stay neutral. They have a strong military, and nobody messes with them. You know,
well,
and that's
got
the reason that
they've got the chocolate, so you can't. I was just going to say they've got the chocolate, so we want to leave them alone.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
Yeah,
and that's absolutely true. But anyway, you know, the reason that China, and if you notice, the U.S. is building up too, just as much as China and Russia is. You know, every Trump rally, Trump brags about how our military is going to be the strongest in the world. It already pretty much is. But, you know, what are we spending? I think this year, $750 billion to upgrade everything. You know, so, yes, the up of the military, I don't believe is for aggression. I believe it's so there isn't a war. Now, that's my personal belief and hope, by the way. You know, everybody's building up so they don't have to fight.
Well, but you know, and I'm down with that. Well, we would never survive any sort of a nuclear confrontation. Look what just Fukushima has done to the entire Pacific. Anybody that thinks we could have even a little nuclear war and actually be alive 5 or 10 years later is crazy. This planet will be roasted, ruined.
Well, we say that, Rick.
Yeah.
Then look at all the nuclear tests. What is it, 600 and something? You know, nuclear detonations on our own soil.
Some of them
were underground. Some of them were above ground.
Right.
Well, they did have some megaton tests. You know, multi-megaton tests. And Russia. Look at Russia. They actually detonated that Tsar bomb. What they call Tsar Bomba. And what was it? 500 megaton.
Did they do that above ground?
Yeah.
That was a horrible idea right there.
It really did damage to their own people. But, you know, I'm not saying nuclear war is... All right, to start, how do I put this? There will be people that survive.
A couple of cockroaches,
There will be people that survive, but the planet will be totally devastated.
Well, okay, so to wrap this up, to sum this up, if like the United States, it's all about peace through strength, that's just great. We still have the deep state and the election coming up, and I think after we get past this small election discussion, we should move on. But because we promised we wouldn't hammer this all day. But let's, we still have, you know, it's still self-reliance is the key to happiness, I believe. And it's also right up there with the Second Amendment.
I agree.
You know, being an American, you know, means having some skills and being able to keep and bear arms. But, you know, at the same time, there are, you know, like I'm making more bacon today, and I'm roasting coffee. Because green coffee beans store forever, and coffee doesn't store worth a darn. So, it's a tough day when there's zero coffee around. So we don't want to get into that.
Now let's talk about the coffee for a second, Rick, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
You buy green coffee beans. Are they very expensive to buy, and how much do you buy at a time, a 50-pound bag, or...
Well, you don't have to. No, you can buy anything you want, but shipping... So you're better off trying to buy, you know, at least 5 or 10 pounds. So, no, green coffee beans, if you go to Berman Coffee Traders, I think it is, B-U-R, I think it's B-U-R-M-A-N, for about 4 shows, I had their price sheet in my notebook here, but I don't have it now. I don't know why.
It's okay.
You can get, they'll have constant sales, but if you like the Costa Rican stuff and the lighter beans and the Brazilian coffees, those are always on sale, and you can get that stuff for as cheap as $3 to $5 a pound. So, Yeah, but I like the stuff that roasts up darker, like the Ethiopian beans.
Yeah.
And something people maybe don't know, if you're looking for any dark roasted coffee, that they're not going to do that with the beans from South America, because they don't roast up like that. They just burn. So
okay.
if you want a darker roast coffee, you need to go with the the Indonesian or the Ethiopian beans, the stuff that basically comes off the African continent, and you're going to pay on sale, say five and a half a pound. So I will buy a 25-pound bag of green beans, and there's some controversy about how you store those. You're not really supposed to necessarily seal them up like you would rice. I've basically just been bucketing them in a food grade bucket without the Mylar bags. Moisture, moisture is a bit of a problem because all these beans have a little bit of moisture.
Do you want to preserve that moisture or do you want to remove that moisture?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's supposed to stay with the beans. So, a lot of people...
All right, so desiccant is not a good idea.
That's what they say. Once again, I can't get a real...
All right, what about oxygen absorbers?
Well, without a doubt, when it comes to coffee, oxygen is the enemy. So I would say oxygen absorbers would be wonderful. But the problem with that is they're not going to work if the bucket isn't sealed. If the bucket,
right.
And you're not, and so, once again, we have this two schools of thought. Put it in a bucket and then cover it with something that's slightly oxygen permeable, like maybe wax paper or something, and then you snap a rubber band over that. So, and then other people say you can go ahead and put a temporary lid on it, which, of course, so I don't know. I can't really I haven't gotten to the bottom of that. You know what I think I'll do? I haven't done this. I've talked to the guy who owns Berman. Believe it or not, Berman Coffee, his name is Berman. And he is incredibly knowledgeable and he's perfectly willing, he's like Leon Green. He is perfectly willing to talk to you regarding that. And speaking of that, thanks Mr. Wiskin. I got your stuff. You're a wonderful human being. But with respect to the coffee, I'll ask him I'll tell him what I'm doing on this radio show, and I'm sure if I'm telling him I'm recommending his site, I'll just get all the information I want. And
have him on the show sometime?
Wow, he is a great guy. Actually, he comes across as incredibly well-spoken, so I'm guessing he's doing some live appearances somewhere because he's very comfortable with it. So, yeah, we should. That would be killer.
Do that because everybody pretty much drinks coffee, Rick. And
well, if you don't, you know, do.
Yeah, why don't you contact him? Let's get him on the show. Schedule him for a half hour whenever you want.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, that would be great. So I'll be doing bacon and coffee today, cowboy breakfast material, and we'll get into that too. But Tuesday, before we get totally away from the political aspect of everything, Tuesday is the big day. You either give this country back to the creeps who have had it for the last 40 years, or we keep it and we continue trying to put this place back together again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, when we look at the big picture, I can understand why people don't vote in the midterms or why they don't vote at all. I understand why they don't. They believe that, their one vote doesn't matter. But, we've got to vote. Like I told my grandson the other day, if Claire McCaskill wins by one vote and I can go up and vote...
Yep, that's suicide material right there.
I would say this too.
Yeah, this guy named, I think his name is Justin Nemos. Well, we'll finish this up right after the break, and then we'll get on with music and bacon.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Tim and Rick have been talking about several different things, but before we left, Rick, you were going to talk to us about bacon.
Well, I was. I think we've said everything that needs to be said with regard to getting out to vote. I will say this. This fellow named, I think, is Dustin or Justin Nemos, has a pretty interesting blog, and the guy is a young guy, pretty bright. And he was reading a Q post, I think, from yesterday. That said, you have to vote. You have to vote. Your vote counts. And this is how we keep the United States of America out of the fingers of globalists and the deep state. So, yeah, for God's sakes, I don't care if you got to stand in line 4 hours. You need to be out there. And remember this. Losers will walk off. Millennials won't put up with that. The people that, generally speaking, aren't the biggest fans of the United States of America, they will not stand in line for 4 hours to cast their vote. So you have an advantage over them. If you stand there for 4 hours, you watch 10 of them walk away. Wear them down. Get out there and vote. Before we get to bacon, let me suggest an idea for you guys that I would like you to fumble around with while you're driving with the radio off. I wanted to talk briefly about fear and anger. And some interesting ideas regarding fear and anger. Fear and anger fall into one category. Those are both emotions. If someone says to you, you're very emotional, would you say that that is a compliment?
I would call that neutral, Rick. Lori, what do you think? Oh, Lori.
I'm sorry, I set my phone down for a minute.
Now, what do you think about that?
Yes.
With Rick's question, if somebody said you were very emotional, would you take that as a compliment? I believe that was Rick's question.
That was it.
Somebody asked me if I was emotional?
No, if they said you were very emotional.
If they accused you or said you were emotional.
Well, I think when it comes to politics with anybody, they probably say you were emotional because most people who actually believe in what they're voting for are very passionate, so they would consider you probably emotional about it.
I think you're maybe altering the question a little bit, and that's fine. And with respect to voting, that's probably true. When people, I would consider it a microaggression, I think, but if people accuse you of being emotional, what they're generally suggesting is that you are possibly not logical at that point. You're unpredictable.
I see your point.
Quite possibly even dangerous to yourself and others, because when you operate out of an emotion instead of logic, you can be illogical. You're going to do something that is unpredictable and probably not going to be your best moment. I can think back over in my life, I've done two things that I didn't like, and they were both done out of emotion. So, you know, that's probably not the way to fly. So most people, though, their actions, if you can believe this or not, statistically speaking, most people act most of the time out of either fear or emotion on one level or another. Logic doesn't drive people very much. Now, with respect to that, I would say, first of all, I'm chasing two trails in talking in stereo. If you do anything at all out of fear and emotion, you're thinking about the subject incorrectly, and you have to go back and rethink it, because there is actually no logical reason for you to be afraid or angry of anything, really. So anytime you sense in yourself fear and emotion, you need fear and anger. Go back and rethink it. The other thing I would say is the entire Democratic platform is based on this. They never have a lot.
Yeah.
You can't talk. If you watch Fox News, if they have somebody on from the left, you can't have a logical discussion with them, because all they do is scream and bellow, talk over you, won't let you get one sentence out, because they know if you do, and they have to respond to that, they can't. So that's their defense, is this chatter that just is like machine gun fire. It doesn't stop. So, you know, that's something I want you to think about. If you're sensing in yourself fear or anger, just go back and rethink the situation. Halloween was this week. That was quick. We'll talk about
it. Yeah, it is. This is that short section of the hour.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll start taking calls top of the second hour.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
And welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. Okay, guys, go ahead.
Well, I want to make a couple of quick announcements real quick.
Sure, go ahead. It is your show.
Yeah. Well, it's yours too and Lori's. So anyway, a couple of quick announcements, folks. We have started posting the videos of our shows back on YouTube. The Real Video thing, Real.video, is a good platform, and it's gaining steam. Right now, though, since it's a new platform, there's a lot of bugs and quirks, and we're still posting there, but the shows are hard to find. They keep promising they're going to fix the search engine, and I'm sure they will. But right now, we've gone back to also posting on YouTube, and Real.video is now brighton.com. They've changed it, but you can still get there by going to Real.video. Anyway, so we're having a little bit of problems with the shows being uploaded, but we're getting them. And, of course, on YouTube, the show's very easy to find. Let's see what else we got. Really, that's the main thing I wanted to go out, put out, Rick. So let's go ahead. Let's continue. Yeah.
Rick was talking about Halloween.
I was going to talk about Halloween, and then we should get on with herb collection and bacon. The Halloween is actually, that is a contraction of the word All Hallows Eve, Right. Do you guys know, do you know what it is the eve of?
No, I don't.
Well, that was maybe cruel. It is the eve of All Saints Day, which is November the 1st.
Right.
All Saints Day, you know, whatever you may think about the Catholics, and of course we've got, you know, some real jack wagons playing around, messing everything up for the rest of this, just like, you know, we've had Hillary Clinton messing up the U.S. and all these people. It doesn't mean that the U.S. is not a great place. The Catholic Church has some incredibly wonderful traditions, and if you know what they are, it is a lot of fun. And with respect to having a lot of fun, yesterday was All Souls Day. Do you know what the other name for it is?
No, I don't.
Dia de Muerto. Dia de Muerto. The Day of the Dead.
Oh, okay. Now yeah. I know what we're talking about. Okay. In this country, there's nothing really made about it, is there? I mean, I know in Mexico there is.
It's following. Oh, yeah, huge. With respect to that, there is a wonderful movie which my sister is watching this morning. It's called Coco, C-O-C-O, free on Netflix. It is a marvelous Pixar movie about remembering the dead and the Day of the Dead, and it is a lot of fun. Full of spiritual information. I had to kind of leave the room a couple times because it was choking me up a little bit, but it's just a lot of fun to watch Coco. So with respect to having fun this morning, staying out of politics, if you get the opportunity on Netflix, watch Coco. You are not going to be disappointed. I am going to buy that thing on a disc so that when the grid goes down, I can still see it. We're getting into frost. So if you've got stuff out there like herbs that are just going to get ruined, like what my favorite herb is thyme. That's like my all-time favorite. If I let it go too much further, it will just turn into little brown sticks. So I will go out there and basically cut it back, put it in I got an old coffee grinder, grind it up, and put it in some shakers and save that. Same goes for the junipers. It is time to get the berries off your juniper trees. And what would you do with those? Well, if you're cooking chicken, beef, pork, last time I made bacon, I did 3 pounds of juniper berry. It is a great thing for me. Just grind it into a powder, just the same way I would do thyme. And juniper would be that very, very familiar taste and smell that you get in gin. Gin is really nothing more than vodka with juniper berries. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. But
well, that's what it is.
I did not know that.
Well, that's that weird smell that everybody knows what gin is juniper.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you don't put it in vodka, I mean, but it's a little like coriander in that when it's ground up, it's somewhat different. Coriander would be the seeds from cilantro, but when it's ground up, it has a orangey, lemony kind of a taste and smell, and it's wonderful on chicken. Juniper is kind of the same way. When it's ground up, it doesn't taste like you think it would.
Right.
It has an earthy, one of a kind type thing. And I'm going to do another 10 pounds of bacon today. Going to do it less salty, and probably now is a great time to shift to bacon if you want to.
Sure.
Bacon, a 10 pound side, cut into 3 pieces. Each piece will fit into a 1 gallon Ziploc bag. You're going to use 2 cups of kosher salt and about 1/2 cup of brown sugar, and you're going to mix
that together, right?
And you can, no, that'll do the whole 10 pounds. So a third of that, yeah, it's really cheap to do this. A third of that will go in each bag, and you rub it all over all sides of the pork belly once it's been cut in threes, put it on all 6 sides, put it in the bag, and date the bag, or remember, for God's sakes, don't forget what day. Because last time I went 6 days, and my bacon's way too salty, This time we're going to do four. You could put pepper in there, although you should know that, microscopically speaking, the pepper is too large to actually soak into meat. So it doesn't really do you any good. It does when you're doing ham, because it keeps there's a kind of a bug that'll get on your ham, and they won't mess with the pepper. But the pepper will not get into the ham, and that's a subject for another day.
Okay.
If you want black pepper on your bacon, you'll do it basically before it goes in the smoker, after it's cured. So you're going to cure that. You flip it every day, every single day, turn the bags over, and then around the fourth day or so, you're going to take it out, you're going to rinse it off, you're going to slice off a piece, cook it up, and it'll be a little like salted pork, and make sure that it's, if it's not salty enough, leave it for another half a day or something, but at that point, you're good to smoke. Smoking, as I mentioned before, and I think we got into this last time, smoldering wood is no doggone good. That will stink
right
up that'll stink up your pork so bad, it'll just ruin it. Last time, about the only thing I did get right on my bacon last time was the smoke, and that's because I actually had the wood actually burning, actually, and not under the pork, off to the side. And you need to get your pork up to about 145 anyway. That's supposed to kill salmonella. Why you need to do that for your own consumption, I really don't think that's necessarily the case. Trichinosis. And probably salmonella, too. My son would say salmonella because he's a protein chemist. But you're going to do that. So the fact that your bacon is getting hot while you're smoking, it is not going to be the biggest deal. You don't want to cook it. You just want to get it up to 145. I did my entire smoke in 30 minutes, which was plenty of smoke. When I cook my bacon, even though it's too salty, the whole house smells great. So my smoke was great. So I will follow that procedure one more time. I will make sure that my hickory, or I did apple last time, was very, very happy with that. But I'm sure hickory would work, or pecan would work just as well, as long as you actually keep it on fire, because you don't want that smoke to be smoldering, because that's the creosote that stinks up your meat and makes it taste funky. So, you know, if you follow those instructions, you know, you can get. I paid, I think, $3.75 a pound for my sides. So, and as you know, bacon is like $7. So,
right,
you know, I'm getting my bacon done for about half. So, and bacon is one of those things. It's almost like a luxury. You know, it's, you know, but I would put it in the same category as coffee. You know, if you can do it yourself, you can get by for half price. So,
right,
you know, yeah. So, you know, if you've got the time, you've got the skill. And by the way, I've got, you know, I'll be giving most of this bacon to the kids. So,
right.
So with respect to that, you know, 3 pounds of bacon to somebody who's not making tons of money for a living is a big deal, you know. So
yes, it is.
Cheap and easy for me to do, and it's fun for me to give it to them, and it's, I guess, fun for them to get it. So skills, you know, barterability of skills, which is essentially what I'm doing, right? Although I'm really, at this point, what I'm trading for hugs, am I correct? I'm actually trading meat and skills for hugs, which is all right. Which brings us back to the Dia de Muerto. If nobody remembers you and puts up your picture, and you'll learn this if you watch Coco. If nobody remembers you and puts up your picture on All Souls Day, you fizzle away into nothing. You become nothing. Yeah. So
okay,
that's more like almost a Jewish situation there. That's kind of how they think of heaven is. They call it Sheol, or Land of Shadows. But so it's kind of an interesting take on a couple different religions at that point. But All Saints Day and All Souls Day, marvelous tradition. That was yesterday. Anyway, watch Coco. You'll have fun. If you got any questions about cooking or making bacon, I'm your Huckleberry. By the way, Huckleberry, that is a from the movie Tombstone. Doc Holliday, a classically educated Southern gentleman, there are two explanations for the word huckleberry. I'm your huckleberry means essentially I am at your service. From the Latin, but there's also I can't remember the word, doggone it. It's huck something, and it is another word for pallbearer. So nobody can really figure out what Doc Holliday was saying when challenged to a gunfight, said, "I'm your huckleberry." He's either saying, "I'm at your service," or "I am your pallbearer." So
now that one, I didn't know.
Yeah, either one. Oh yes, my head is full of nonsense. So you know, if you're going to get out there and collect your herbs, do it before the freeze. Do you want to go to rollaway laying boxes, or microgreens for winter, or Mean Mary? Which of the three would you like to do?
Let's do with the micro boxes for winter, or
microgreens.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
If you were unfortunate, like Carla, call me later. I got an idea for stuff you can make. I'm being texted. If you're not fortunate and you don't have a greenhouse, like I have built, and you're going to wind up, you know, spending the entire winter without fresh greens except those that you get at the supermarket, there is nothing at all to keep you from planting up flats of microgreens. You're going to get several pounds of greens off one typical garden flat. You're going to get, I think, about 2 pounds of microgreens, which much more, and I've said this before, we're going to go over it again because we're going into winter, sell for wholesale $10 a pound. So every time you plant one of these, it's about $2 to you, $20 worth of highly nutritious greens. You can use it probably, in my case, as a salad extender. In other words, I would probably buy some chemically laced GMO lettuce from the store, but then mix it 50-50 with my own greens, thereby making it, you know, 5 to 10 times more healthy from every point of view. I'm eating less Roundup and that kind of thing. So, you know, if you need further instructions on how we do the microgreens, that essentially is an inch of soil in any typical garden flat. Spread the seeds thinly over the top, just like you'd be salting or peppering a piece of meat before barbecue. Put another flat on top of that to keep it. You're going to water that real good. Put another flat on top of that. Keep it dark and keep the seeds pressed to the dirt. And within 36 to 48 hours, you're going to have microgreens sprouting. Pull that top flat off. Let them expose to the light. Let them grow up. In about 10 days, snip them right off at the base. Keep the dirt out. Just cut them off. Some shoots are sunflower seeds. $15 for a 50-pound bag. It just doesn't get much cheaper than that. And a wonderful, crispy, nutty flavor on those. My personal favorite, the radish seeds. You can buy 5 or 10 pounds of radish seeds from Todd's. Todd's Sprouting Seeds, Todd's Seeds. They're just, comes out to like, I think, $3 a pound. It just probably takes just an ounce or two to do a flat. Spicy little things, taste a little like a mustard green, wonderful in salads, a little like arugula.
Oh, I bet.
Which is a member of the mustard family. All the mustards are a little bit spicy. Any mustard green is a little spicy. If you know what it is, if you know it's a mustard green, you'll be able to taste like Grey Poupon in it if you know what it is. So microgreens for the winter. Do not forget about those. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And not to mention the fact it's a way to develop one of your skills. Developing your skills. And once again, if you've got young people or friends, You give them a pound or two of microgreens that cost you $2. It's a 20-pound gift, a $20 gift to them. Once again,
right.
you're trading very little money and skills for hugs or appreciation. Not a bad thing at all. Bartering for hugs, I'm all about that. 19-degree roll-away egg-laying boxes. I saw something this week that absolutely blew me away. Chickens pecking their own eggs. Chickens pooping on their own eggs. A pain in the butt.
But,
go ahead.
We'll do this after the break, Rick.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Top of the hour, we'll start taking calls. 1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
And we're back. Okay, guys. You want to finish up before we start taking our callers?
I do. 19-degree roll-away egg-laying boxes. This is what the new European technology is. A laying box is basically about a foot square or maybe 16
yeah.
inches square that a chicken lays an egg. Well, here's what they're doing now. They're tilting the floor of the box 19 degrees, which is interesting because that's the exact tilt on a cross-draw holster. So, which probably is just an accident, maybe not. what you do is, in the back of the egg laying box, there is a slot. In other words, it would be like if you had, picture a drawer with the back of the drawer off, a shallow drawer with the back off, or right. Let's say you can raise it up like a guillotine. What happens is you put on AstroTurf. You can buy AstroTurf at Lowe's, any of that. You just buy a piece of it off the carpet section, cut it up with the scissors. You can pressure wash it. Put that in the bottom of the box. What happens is when a chicken lays an egg, the minute they stand up, this egg will roll through a slot, which on the other side, you've got just a lift-up door, like a top, like if the drawer had a hinged top, like on a desk. You raise it up and you take the eggs out, but the egg rolls to where they can't get to it anymore. So the minute they stand up, the egg gently rolls away. They don't get to peck it. They don't get to poop on it. You see, in Europe, you're not allowed to wash eggs. That's against right. that mucus coating on the egg. Once it's washed off, you've got to keep the egg refrigerated, or it will flat kill you. You'll be developing salmonella in no time.
Our eggs until we're ready to use them.
Yeah, and at that point, it's commonly held. Those will hold up at room temperature for 5 to 6 months. Now, I wouldn't try that, but I've seen it, experiments on YouTube, where they have left eggs on a counter for that long and then eat them, and they were fine. So
right.
I'll be damned if I've had salmonella one time off duck eggs. That isn't ever happening again. So I just thought I was going to die. But
you were too sick to die, Rick.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I would just, had somebody shot me, I would have thanked them. Very, very painful. I would love to describe the scene, me driving home and stopping every 100 yards, but I can't.
I understand.
And there were passerbys that are still wondering what the hell that was. So 19 degree, the rollaway egg box, if you've got chickens, if you can manufacture this, which I'm going to redesign my stuff because I love clean eggs, but I don't like washing them. First of all,
it
takes time. It takes time. And then as I give the eggs away, I'm always a little worried that, you know, that I've damaged the integrity of the egg. And I'm going to make somebody sick and I don't like that. So I will redesign my laying boxes with a 19 degree slope bottom. That's the quickest break I ever heard. All right.
Well, yeah, this one's a short one, too. We got two long sections and two short ones.
Apparently, I'm very talkative. All right, go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything related to self-sufficiency today, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.